today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Better. Welcome back. We need your prayers to get through this hour because the weather gods, if Monsanto is controlling the weather, they're doing a good job. I'm telling you, they must be in on it. Challenging us here live in Hollywood, Florida. Robert Scott Bell comes at you at this special Say No to GMO, GMO Awareness event. And we've got a lot to do this hour if we can get through it. If not, I'll be doing some recording in the meantime, and we'll go to a best on that. I appreciate everybody being here. RobertScottBell.com is the website, RobertScottBell.com. And joining us right now this hour to start it off, to kick it off, is Dr. Scott Becker. He's a pediatric functional medicine specialist. I got to meet at one of the sponsors for this event, BM Organics, recently. And Dr. Becker, we were talking with Dr. Bob Fishman just last hour about the effect of GMOs on children, allergies, other disorders, cancers potentially, and affecting the future of the human species. I mean, are we exaggerating the concerns we have here?
Well, thank you, Robert, and I definitely think the gods must be crazy today. There's no doubt. And it affects the children not only in their childhood, infancy, but it even goes before that to preconception. And it's something that, depending upon what the mom's exposed to, it actually can get in utero, inside the uterus, and affect the child's development and also affect those genes and how they're expressed over the next generations. So it actually does have an effect literally on the species, as you said.
So as a pediatric medical specialist, what are you seeing in terms of what we would say historically has been normal childhood diseases versus the preponderance of chronic immune-challenging or immune-deficient diseases that I'm seeing as a homeopath for many years now?
Dramatic rise. As I have been in pediatrics literally 24 years, I have seen a dramatic increase in allergies, asthma, as we all have watched over the last 20 to 25 years. And we've seen that there was no link until just recently. They finally put together an aha moment, and they figured out it was actually linked to the food. And they found out that those rates were specifically linked with the genetic change in our food supply.
So how do you communicate by the time they see you? Because most MDs are not hip to this information at all. I mean, diet to them is like, I don't even want to know. It comes from a box for sure.
34 seconds we had in medical school on nutrition.
Exactly. Are you seemingly getting the parents coming to you saying, hey, I don't want the drugs, I want nutritional advice? Or are they still in transition when they're coming to you and they're shocked that they got an MD saying, hey, look, we need to clean up your act and you get these kids on good food?
They've been shocked that the people who most likely should be teaching them are not even aware. And it goes back to the training. The training is not offered, where if I can affect children's nutrition from the day they're born and I'm not even aware of it from a training point of view, then how am I supposed to expose this to generations and, of course, the family unit?
Right, right. So the response, of course, from shock to, oh, my God, now what do I do? You send them out to the local farmers markets like we are today at the Yellow Green. I mean, we got to get our food locally because we can't defeat Monsanto on their terms.
Best thing you can do is local, fresh, and something that's not in a can, doesn't have a label on it, as one of my dear friends recently said, and learn how to recreate the family unit when it comes to cooking and shopping. If you can start shopping in markets so that you're educating from very early on,
yes,
that you have exposed your children to what's most important, and nutrition and food is the center of everything. It's the center of illness. It's the center of healing.
Yeah.
Once you expose that, that's where to go.
Well, let your food be your medicine. Let your medicine be your food. It's not like it's new, right?
But it's not rocket science.
It's seemingly new to the allopathic medical profession. Gee, food matters.
I have yet to see a specialist who will ask a question on food when you come into the office. They have about 7 to 10 minutes. They have an extra 5 to fill out paperwork, and after that, you're gone.
Yeah, I've talked in terms of, gastrointestinal disease, which gastrointestinal inflammation is rampant in the West, in America. I see this starting out with vaccination. Vaccination creating damage to the gut, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield observed. He didn't say it caused autism, even though I would argue that vaccines are definitely linked and more information is coming out. But gut dysbiosis, gut inflammation, compounded by antibiotics, compounded by additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, creating a situation where kids can't even absorb nutrients if it's in the food at all to begin with.
It opens up the gates, if you will, and all the infections, all the toxins and heavy metals get into the body and end up accelerating the things like ADD, the allergies, the autism, the asthma. And so what you just said is absolutely true. I have yet to meet a pediatrician who understands gastrointestinal other than referring him off to a specialist.
Sure, and of course they chronically give you antibiotics after antibiotics, and when that stops working, they go to prednisone, right?
It's an immune
suppressant. It reduces inflammation, but it forces it. It's not a healthy thing. It's toxic to the liver and the immune system. And then when that stops working, do they not then refer you out to another specialist known as the colorectal surgeon?
Anybody who has a medicine or can do a procedure is where they go.
Exactly. Well, at that point, do we need to remove body parts?
I think that's the only option. I really think that's the only option. Once again, if you learn the word probiotics anytime a child had a stomach illness,
yeah,
that will heal so much faster and natural.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to be aware of.
Yeah, well, I'm all for restoring integrity to the cells themselves, and that's why I look to nature to do that. I think that everything that the problem we've created is because we've abandoned nature, or we've altered nature, or we've tried to out-create creation itself. And that if we are to, restore integrity to the body of children or adults, we're going to have to do it not with toxic medicines, but with food, with substances that will promote healing of tissue genuinely.
There is food and herbs for almost every illness that I treated as a pediatrician. And what is amazing is the awareness of what vitamins, minerals, supplements, and all these things have. Once again, it's Greek. It is a complete foreign language to the allopaths.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, have you been attacked or thrown out of your profession? I mean, you seem like a really good guy. You understand this. You're here talking against GMOs. How is it that you're alive?
I'm not regulated by any profession as we speak, and I'm not a member of any staffs that I can be scorned or put in the corner for timeout.
Amazing. That's
yes.
A wonderful thing.
Thank you. And what's amazing is the parents will look on the internet for days, weeks, months, and in my case, 1 to 3 years is the average before they find people like myself.
Is that right?
Very rarely. I don't know of any of many pediatric functional doctors in the country, because once again, to change your course to understand the magnitude of what you have at your fingertips is needed, asked for, begged for by the parents.
Right, right. Well, again, they're coming to you. That's a good sign. The awareness is growing. We're looking to see these changes are being possible. Now, one of the things I talked with Liam Sheff, my dear friend, a conspiracy realist and investigative journalist, as well as Dr. Bob Fishman last hour, we were talking about unplugging. In other words, you can't fight on the level of a Monsanto. There's just too much money, too much power, even though it's artificial power. How do we do that? I say we unplug. We literally stop looking at them as something we have to change. They're not going to change, so we stop eating.
Actually, the best way I've found is if I take care of one child, the parents usually fall right in line. And then you have the whole family unit, which literally, when they're put on the natural supplements of usually vitamin D, probiotics, fish oils, and a multi, those four things will keep them away from the U.S. healthcare system. And so what you'll find is they literally avoid the whole system. They never entered in the first place, and that's the best way to combat it.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. When we start going local, buying the things from local farmers, going to local farmers markets, doing the things that are seasonal, we have less and less interaction or need for any of the so-called government, right, to come in and protect us from ourselves. We need to be protected from the Monsantos of the world. They're not doing it. So why do you ask them to suddenly, change course, please, be nice to us? You don't have the money to buy them, right?
Between them and the pharmaceutical companies, you don't have enough money to buy it out.
No. So, I mean, if you think about affecting a change, you've got to be effective. So if you're going to sit there and scream and cry and yell, kumbaya, let's all just get along and hold hands, that's not enough.
No. Actually, I say I help cure the world one patient at a time.
Right.
That's the best way you can do it. And it starts with local support of local businesses. What better method do you want to restore our economy?
Oh, we got Jeffrey Smith on the line. Let's bring him up. Thank you for that. Jeffrey Smith, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm with you today, and I'm with you always. Thank you, Robert.
Jeffrey Smith, I'm so honored. We're here at one of the GMO events, the GMO rallies, you're right to know, in Hollywood, Florida, and you are in California right now. Are you at one of these events today as well?
Yes, I'm at the Bioneers Conference, and we're celebrating World Food Day with two events this afternoon. We'll be talking about state of affairs with the non-GMO movement with Andy Kinsella and myself, and then holding a workshop organizational meeting for people to get involved and more involved in California and around the world.
Well, this is great news. I'm so pleased. I mean, the people here have really turned out at this event. We're overflowing. Of course, there be the storms. I think Monsanto sent heavy storms of lightning to try and knock us off the air. Somehow we're managing.
Well, right now they're going to have to work overtime because you are actually one of more than 100 different events going on around the country for World Food Day and this non-GMO month. It is an unprecedented outpouring from around the country of people demanding to take back their food supply. Some people call it the right to know, but we know it's the actual right to reject, the right to amend, and the right to restore and reclaim a non-GMO food supply.
Well, again, this is what we're all about. This is what we're doing. We've been talking about effective means by which we can succeed at this. We can succeed at this event. And this is not just about, again, rallying against something, but it is rallying for. It is absolutely rallying for an effective means by which we can do this. We got to take a quick break. Jeffrey, can you hold on?
Yes, I can.
All right, Jeffrey Smith is with us. We're going to be joined by Marcus Thompson, Permaculture Miami, and we're going to talk about how to grow locally as well on the Robert Scannell Show, as long as we can be knocked up by Monsanto. RobertScannell.com. Stay with us.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. We are competing here, not only with the rainstorms, but we are competing with rock and roll at the GMO rally, the non-GMO rally here in Hollywood, Florida. And we are live and happening. If Jeffrey Smith is still there, can you hear me, Jeffrey?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Oh, my. It is a festive event here. People are fired up. I'm really excited to be here. And, Jeffrey, I'm most excited that you can join us for another segment from California and give us an update on what's happening around the world here, around the United States, as far as the rallies around everywhere.
Well, there's a very big thing happening in California, and that is a plan to put an initiative on the ballot in November 2012. It would require labeling of genetically modified foods. Now, this was an epiphany of a woman named Pam Larry in this year on January 20th. She kind of woke up with an awareness of something she needed to do. She spent the next 2 months researching what a ballot initiative would look like and came out as a sole voice on March 20th. Now there's more than 70 different teams throughout California focused on making this a reality. And I have to tell you, Robert, as you know, most Americans want to avoid eating GMOs. That's 53% in some surveys that happened nationwide as well as in California. So if there is required labeling and people have to label their products as GMO, the consumers are not going to be buying those products. So if there is a initiative that's passed in California, the companies will eliminate GMOs immediately. So this is a shortcut to eliminating GMOs in the country.
Well, and this is what we definitely won't see happening, and I'm very, very pleased to hear that it is happening. I've talked about it again, the need to go local, and more local the better, because we don't have the money to fight Monsanto. We don't have the money even to influence Congress, but we don't need to if we stop buying what they're selling us. The economic means to which we can counter this is the way to go.
That's right. We use the same motivation of greed that put GMOs on the market to take them off the market, because companies will no longer use GMOs if they cannot keep their market share. Now, this is something that we don't need to wait for a labeling law. I want to make this clear. It's not something that we need to delay. The American Academy of Environmental Medicine evaluated the health risks of GMOs by looking at animal feeding studies and said, yes, there's not a lot of animal feeding studies, but enough to show a clear causal relationship between GMOs and things like infertility, accelerated aging, organ damage, gastrointestinal problems, and immune system reactivity. So they said every doctor in America should prescribe non-GMO diets to every patient and should provide educational materials. Now, those educational materials they're talking about, the chief one among them is how to avoid eating GMOs. That's our non-GMO shopping guide at non-GMOshoppingguide.com. So we don't need to wait for more studies. We don't need to wait for labeling. People can start avoiding GMOs immediately. And by doing so, we can together create a tipping point of consumer rejection to force them out of the market. Now, I'm not just speaking out of optimism. We already saw a tipping point against bovine growth hormone, kicking it out of Walmart, Starbucks, Yoplait, Dan, and most American dairy. What we expect to happen is a tipping point against GMOs in the United States, like we saw in Europe. It happened in a single week after a 10-week high-profile food safety scandal put GMO food safety in the news, and it took GMOs out of Europe completely unexpectedly. But now we're engineering the same thing in the United States with very well-organized information being distributed to those who want to hear it, to those who are most receptive, to the health-conscious shoppers, the parents of young kids, the progressive healthcare practitioners, their patients, key religious organizations, people that want to remove GMOs from their diet, they need to know exactly why and exactly how. So we expect to create that tipping point very soon.
Jeffrey, man, I am so glad you're here because we can barely hear. They probably can't hear us on the air even here. But you mentioned religious organizations. How is that going through the churches? Because if you read about in the Bible, I don't think genetically modified food was kosher.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point, Robert. When I've spoken at Seventh-day Adventist organizations, they're absolutely all over this. When I've talked to evangelical individuals and groups, they're all over it. They believe that GFO really means God move over, and it's not something that is supported by their religion. But until now, no religious organization has used its incredible buying power. Now, in India, there's some gurus there and yoga teachers that have come out strong against GMOs, and they've got like 200 or 300 million followers. And this was very helpful in mobilizing India to stop the introduction of genetically modified eggplant, an eggplant that was going to be designed to produce its own toxic insecticide called BT toxin. We know that there's some Catholic organizations that are strong against GMOs, and there's some Catholic leaders that are very much against GMOs. So I think that this is also a shortcut to stop GMOs, and we have on our website at responsibletechnology.org, we have a opportunity for people to sign up for the non-GMO Tipping Point Network. And there you can indicate whether you want to do any approaches to spiritual religious groups or parents of young kids or campuses or inner city or non-English speaking, etc. So we have over 400 people wanting to approach spiritual and religious organizations, and now we're raising money to build the leadership so that we can help shepherd that level of energy. And what we're seeing at the same time, and you're experiencing it there in Hollywood, we're seeing it here in California, and in over 100 events today and around the month of non-GMO month, we're seeing an upsurge of consumer awareness and concern, an upsurge of activism, an upsurge of people saying, I want to get involved. We now have millions involved, and so it's just a matter of time to shepherd these resources, focus this energy, and eliminate GMOs through collective education.
Jeffrey, you know, I so appreciate the message, and I've got links at robertscottbell.com to the responsible technology as well as your site, Seeds of Deception, all of these things here. I wonder if you're able to stay on a little longer with me because your message needs to get out on this day more than any others thus far, if you have the time.
Well, I have a very little bit of time left because I'm needed here in Bioneers, but I can stay for a few more minutes.
Great, no problem at all. Jeffrey Smith, my guest. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Also joining me now, Marcus Thompson here. Do you have a message for Jeffrey? You know Jeffrey.
Oh yeah, I've absolutely heard of you, Jeffrey. I think what you're doing is amazing. I've seen you on a lot of different documentaries, and I host documentaries every single week because I'm here with Permaculture Miami. I started a permaculture movement down here about 2 years ago, and I've been teaching people as much as I can about empowering themselves by taking the food into their own hands, growing it completely to be sovereign so that they can move forward without having to complain, without having to even make the fight. So rather than support what's happening, support yourself and like grow from there. And of course, yeah, support the movement as well. So I love what you're doing, Jeff.
Thank you. You know, it's great. I love permaculture. And I think, we have very complementary jobs. It's like I point out why GMOs are not the way to go. It's obvious that they're not designed to feed the world. They actually work against feeding a hungry world. They produce unhealthy products at lower yields with higher concentrations.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no one to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Willing to go where the truth takes it. Here's Robert.
Very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today as we're cranking it up from Kansas City. That's right, Kansas City, where the Nullify Now conference occurred. And this is another guest here as we leap from Tom Woods now to the National Communications Director, Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. Mike, it's always good to see you at these events.
Thanks for having me. I don't know about going after Tom Woods. It's kind of scary, but we'll do our best. Isn't it cool to see all these people from so many different places all coming together in one place?
It is. And for a similar or common ideal, as I talked about the concept of the left and the right coming together, and it's not in a kumbaya moment, but the reality is it's like we got to wake up and realize it isn't us versus them. It's as far as left, right, it's the government and anybody who's in it, whether it be left or right, what they do once they're there against all of us.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
So in your case as a communications director, I mean, do you have to interface with the media a lot on this? Do you catch the flack or do you turn it over to Michael Bolden?
Well, I do a little bit of both. Yeah. Michael Bolden's perfectly capable of handling his own with those folks for sure. But, yes, I do a lot of the interaction with the media and kind of schedule interviews and set things like that up. So it's a lot of fun. I'm actually a journalist by training and am a working member of the media, so to speak. I'm one of those bad guys, I guess.
But. Well, no, you're a good guy there. I understand you're working on a book, though.
I am working on a book, and hopefully I'm hoping to have it done by early this fall, which we're running out of time here, but we're busting it out as fast as we can with all of the
What's the overview topic? What are you going to cover?
Well, really, it's going to be another book on nullification, but coming at it from a little bit of a different angle than Dr. Woods' book, which is incredible. I suggest everybody go out and get a little plug for Tom there.
Right.
But mine's going to be kind of a companion book, and it's really more going in at it from the philosophical trying to help people understand, you know, why nullification? Not just that it's the right thing and it's historically correct and it's
right.
A great legal principle, but why do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and in this case, you know, we're going back to history and understanding Thomas Jefferson as he used the terms rightful remedy. Of course, as a homeopath, I always talk about the right remedies.
Right.
Right? And, you know, appropriate remedies. I talked about the withdrawing of consent, you know, not asking permission where none is required. I mean, these are revolutionary concepts. They were at the time of the dawning of the American experiment, but many Americans have lost sight of that, and now the government is propagandizing Americans to believe that that's the danger when the opposite is the danger.
Right. And, you know, this is really what it comes down to. You've got to ask yourself the question, who is in charge of me? And when I look in the mirror, I have to answer to myself. I am in charge of me. I am the boss. And this, you know, this goes back to Locke and Bastiat and some of those great philosophers. The idea is that we are sovereign. We make our own decisions. And the government only has the power that we grant it.
Right.
And it's exactly as you say. We don't have to ask them for permission. They need to be asking us for permission. And, you know, if somebody out there has a remedy that they feel like is going to make them well, who is the government to tell them you can't do this? It's absurd.
Right, right. Well, it was the concept of, you know, it took them 10 years supposedly to find Osama bin Laden, but they, you know, unless somebody sell raw milk, they'll find you, you know, almost in a day. And what is the greater danger then? I have to say that, you know, bin Laden, he's not a good guy, don't get me wrong, or was, but he didn't pose the danger of the government preventing the people of America to eat the foods that would get them healthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen some of the video footage of these armed police agents coming into these stores and holding people at gunpoint for selling milk. I mean, really? And it's like you say, you know, I've never drank raw milk personally, and I don't know that I will. I may someday. But that should be somebody's choice. If they do the research and they look at it and say, hey, this is going to benefit my health, I believe in this, this is what we need to do.
Stand by, Mike. We got to take a quick break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Got links up, of course, to the 10th Amendment Center. Lots more healing to go on this show. Special from Nullify Now in Kansas City. Lots more healing to go after this. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Yes, here we are again. If we're going to take a break, we got to go to Nullify Now. Next Saturday, October 22nd, nullifynow.com in Jacksonville, Florida. So we had to take a break because it just got, we couldn't compete anymore. But that's it. The rally, the GMO rallies around the country are happening. We're back live, and Marcus Thompson once again joins me, permaculturemiami.com. He's doing what I'm talking about. We need more people to do. Marcus, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for putting me on. Really appreciate it. And what I want to first say is that when people think of permaculture, they say, what the hell is that? I never heard of that word or term or anything. What, you know? So I want to try to give people first the understanding that we think of things in holistic fashion. So the word ecology comes up a lot. You heard of this term, I'm sure.
Ecology. Yeah. We talk about it, the gut ecology, right? Internal ecology, the external, the macro, the micro, all of that.
Absolutely. And so we're trying to give people the opportunity to start thinking holistically rather than thinking in isolation or separation. And it's this separation thinking that has produced the problems that we see today. That's why we're isolating DNA. We're isolating, you know, genetically modified organisms to try to create a solution.
Right.
Let's now think completely different and change a whole paradigm.
Yeah. Well, I talk about it in terms of we bring the ecology with us wherever we go. That is our body. It is part of the environment. It's not separate from it. It's arrogant men that make believe that somehow we are superior to that ecology. And we destroy it. We destroy ourselves. Then it goes on happily without us.
You got it. You got it. But I did mention a question to you in a break about that.
Yes.
Does the genetically modified organisms, do they break down over time? Or is this a problem that will be perpetuated over time?
Well, it's a really important question to ask, and we don't know for sure yet. But I will say, based on what I've observed in nature, if there are modifications made and they are not fit for survival long term, eventually nature will find a way to get it out of that genetic change, so to speak,
right,
given time. But if we keep flooding it and flooding it, there is a point of no return potentially.
Yes.
And I don't want to see us get there.
But I was told that bugs are now attacking the GMOs, that they found the key. They're in it again, so it's not even working.
Life always finds a way. Every time they try to, like with antibiotics, if they genetically modify these things, it matters not. Nature, creation finds a way to go, you screw with me, you're not going to survive. And that's what we're doing. So what you're doing with PermaCultureMiami.com is teaching people how to grow locally, how to take the food back into the home however they can, because we can't get it all over the world.
Absolutely. Not only that, but we talk about and we teach alternative energy, how to reduce your energy supply. We talk about how to, like, build naturally. If you build naturally and use your own, local products, then we're making a vast change. We're making a vast change on a lot of different things. So it's not just about food. It's about the holistic system. How do we look at that and then design it in such a way to make a dramatic change for life on Earth?
Yeah, well, the heavens are opening up here in Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida, as we are live at the Yellow Green Farmers Market. I want to say a special thanks to Post Haste Pharmacy. We heard from Bob last hour. Also, the Sovereign Silver for helping to make this possible, and the Life Extension Foundation. So, are you able to teach even people that have no green thumb?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so amazing. Like when I hold my workshops and my classes and so forth, and other people are doing the same. Of course, that is me. When they hear the common sense, when they hear the common sense of how food grows, when they hear the common sense of just developing the soil and seeing how easy it is, it's amazing what eye-opening, experience they have. And they go out, they do it, and they say, wow, okay, I have a green, so to speak, green thumb too. But in truth, it's very easy. Build the soil, build the foundation, you can grow anything you want.
Yeah. Well, it isn't the foundation. It's like, if it's not in the soil, it's not going to be in the food. If it is in the soil and it gets in the food, some of the stuff they're putting in the soil is like the genetic modification that's causing this gene modification within our own systems. And I had a pediatric specialist, a medical specialist last hour, talking about all the preponderance of new diseases that he's seeing in children before. So this kind of food is where we got to go.
Absolutely. And we're looking at wild foods. We're looking at native foods. We're not just looking at the basic celery, potato, tomato, carrot. We're looking at all kinds of varieties of things, because in nature what you find is that most animals, including ourselves, will consume a variety of things. And it's amongst that distribution of variety we get the nutrients that we need allow us to be able to combat all these diseases that are coming up.
Right.
It's a deficiency problem more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, we've got nutrient deficiencies. We've got toxin, pesticide, proficiencies.
Yes.
And we wonder why we're sick. We wonder why I detoxified, since I was 24, and every year I continue to do so just to stay alive, much less thrive in an environment where we're constantly being assaulted.
Absolutely. And there's toxins in the home. The home sometimes can be 100 times more toxic. So we look at the home. We look at those aspects. There's toxins in the water. The water now is actually supplying us with various drugs that we're not even supposed to take. It's in the water. They have no way of filtering it out.
Yep.
And we're finding it in the water.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I want to say thanks to Marcus Thompson, Jeffrey Smith, Dr. Becker, as well as Bob Fishman. We're going to take a break here and go right back into Nullify Now Kansas City. The weather gods are not smiling on us here live from the event. Hope you're in a GMO event wherever you are. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link to everybody. Say thanks. And we'll be back live again next week as well. Lots more healing to do. Thank you for being here.
Here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. For supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. Well, the show would not be complete with the star, the actual star of the 10th Amendment Center. His name is Michael Bolden, my good friend. What a wonderful Nullify Now we had in Kansas City.
What a wonderful Nullify Now we just had in Kansas City. Not that I want to steal all your lines, Robert, but, I mean, that's really how to say it. I mean, we had people from, I guess the best way to put it is we had a lot of people in the same room that, before today, probably would be yelling at each other if they were in the same room at all.
Yes.
So the idea of nullification, of bringing things closer to home, is about bringing people together. They may not agree on every issue. They may not agree on every policy or on every action, but at least they can come together on this old, dusty old idea, this Thomas Jefferson thing, that, you know what, let's have our fights closer to home. Let's tell the federal government, get the hell out of here, and we're going to figure out how to do things the way we want to do them in our own state. And, I mean, we could even take it down to the logical level of our own town or county, to an individual or family level. And that's really the concept, and to me, that's exciting. It drives me and it motivates me to see a wide range of people come in the same audience. I mean, Mike Meharry, our communications
director. You talked to her earlier, yes.
Yeah, he was doing some on the street interviews with people, and you know, he talks to one guy. He's like, you know, I'm kind of a political liberal, but you know, I can see what you're talking about here.
Nice.
He wasn't saying you guys are awesome, but you know, there was something that opened his eyes, and it's like, I think that's extremely important. Whether left or right, I think there's going to be a lot of things that we talk about that, you know, you don't agree with, but a lot of things that you say, well, you know what, that's interesting. And that's what it's all about, is like getting the conversation moving forward. And we've got a long way to go, but here we are.
Michael, I heard one of the state legislators here in Missouri that was speaking, talking about Bastiat.
Crazy. No, it didn't happen. Ever.
I was like, whoa, what is happening here?
All right. Well, Missouri seems to have something. The way I look at it is every state is in a lot of trouble. Most people around the country look to the federal government to be their savior of everything. This is a very bad choice because for 100 years, it doesn't matter what political party's in power, what persons occupy the White House, federal power always grows. So the solution to our problems is not with the federal government, it's with ourselves and other states. But it is pretty exciting to hear people talk about really base, liberty-oriented principles coming from
elected people in Missouri. I mean, this doesn't, I mean, we were, you and I were together down in Orlando on 10-10-10 last year.
Yeah.
We couldn't get a single state rep to actually have the courage to put their neck out and say, you know, we're going to talk about this on stage. They wouldn't do it, even though we all invited all of them to come out. But
yeah.
Here, it was hard to find a balance between Kansas and Missouri, but we, you know, it's exciting whether we agree on everything or not that they're willing to discuss these things.
I was astonished. I really was stunned by it.
Jim Lemke. He's a state senator who's been, I think, pretty good. I don't know everything that he's done, but he's done some things that are pretty good.
No, it's very exciting to see. I mean, that's a real transformation when we have people in state positions that actually understand the history of liberty, the movement, and what it really means. And that, you know, that there's hope again, not only for the future, but even for the present in this regard. I was a little afraid when I mentioned Monsanto and genetically modified corn that they were going to pelt me with tomatoes.
Home base,
or something.
Home base.
I know, but they seem to nod and tolerate me here.
Right.
So I thought, yeah, Michael's he invited me because he knows he wants to see me hit by tomatoes on video.
Well, they would be genetically modified tomatoes, and you would never be able to wash them off because they would probably meld with your skin somehow.
Oh my gosh.
No, they were open to your message, which is something I think much of what we talked about here, a lot of people were like, I've never even heard of this before. I've never thought of this before. But I heard about my local group leader told me I should come and check this out, and I did. And I heard some Woods guy talk and, you know, and some Scott Bell guy. And, you know, they came out of here with little snippets of new stuff that may have shocked them. And we hear this wherever we go in the country. In Cincinnati, I was told by so many people, like, I've been to all these tea parties and I've never heard anything about any of this stuff. So we're taking people and moving a little bit further down the line towards freedom, towards liberty, and towards new ideas rather than waiting for someone to come in riding on a white horse to fix everything for us. We're empowering people to fix things.
Well, what I really loved from the very beginning when I did the one at 10-10-10 in Orlando is, like, this is rooted in principle. Hey, there are other people rooted in principle.
That happens.
And, you know, that's the difference. Instead of just, you know, raging against the machine, which can be legitimized, warranted, you know.
Look, I don't mind me a little Tom Morello here and there. So,
but at the same time, taking that out, like, a lot of people came up to me after and said, where do I start? I mean, they didn't get mad. Sure. They're just like, okay, I got it. It's something new. But what do I do now, right? What do you do when you first learn about these concepts of liberty and the fact that we don't have to wait for that white shining horse and the person on it? What do we do now? And that's what this seems to be all about. It's planting those seeds of what are we doing now?
Well, I mean, I'd love to talk with you. I know we're coming up towards the end of the show, but it's like I'd love to talk with you about what to do for the next half hour or an hour. But the step one is to recognize that if you say no, when enough people in enough states say no to Washington, D.C., it's pretty darn tough for Washington, D.C. to force their unconstitutional regulations or laws or mandates down our throats.
Michael Bolden, my good friend, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me back at another Nullify Now conference. I look forward to the next one. If I can't make it, you make it. My place. Everybody makes it there. This is the place to be, and I think Jacksonville is definitely on the schedule in October 22nd, so hopefully everybody will be there. And in the meantime, all I'm here to remind you is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.